Next is a progress note on Joanne Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Date was March 15, 2023. Place was Argentine Care Center. The paragraph, Ms. Perigo was seen regarding dementia, diabetes, hypothyroidism, history of atrial fibrillation, history of psychotic disorder. New paragraph history. Mrs. Perigo has poverty of speech, but appears stable and was not ill-appearing, period. The nurse's staff expressed no new concerns, period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation and sick sinus syndrome, for which she has a pacemaker, and her heart rate and blood pressure are stable, period. She denies any dizziness or chest pain or dyspnea, but it's not clear if she understood the question to begin with, period. Her dementia is quite severe, period. There are no other new complaints from her, period. On examination, she was not acutely ill or distressed. Blood pressure 116 over 87, pulse 89, respiratory rate 18. She had a temperature a few days ago of 101 degrees, but she's doing better, period. She did have a little diarrhea several days ago, but that's resolved, period. O2 saturation is 95%. Had a neck exam. Oral mucosa is unremarkable. Ears normal inspection. Hearing is diminished. Neck supple with no nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal S1, S2. No gallop. No murmur. No pitting edema of the feet. Abdomen was soft and non-tender. Neurologic. She wasn't completely cooperative for formal testing, but there's no facial asymmetry, period. Musculoskeletal. There's no joint inflammation or effusion and no cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm, and dry without major lesions. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. One. Ms. Perigo, one. Diabetes mellitus type 2 without complications, period. This is treated with diet, period. She's also on Lantus Solosar 5 units nightly, period. I'm told that sugars have been stable, period. Most of them are in the low to mid 100s, with a couple being over, with one recent one being over 200, period. Two, she has history of atrial fibrillation and heart rate is stable. And she continues on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Three, she has dementia, which is quite severe, and she would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor at this point in time, period. Four, she's hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, period. Five, she's on Vitagen because blood pressure tends on the low side and she's taking 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Six, she has psychiatric disorders, including major depression, anxiety, and adjustment disorders, period. She also has had delusions in the past, period. She continues on Depakote ER, 250 milligrams twice a day for mood, and Ativan 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety, and Zyprexa 10 milligrams twice a day for psychosis, period. These symptoms appear to be controlled at present, period. I'll continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.